Today's Mass is a little bit different from our ordinary Sunday Masses, because today we are celebrating the sacrament of the anointing of the sick, or as it was known in the old days, extreme unction. But that old name shouldn't scare us. It simply means the last anointing that you're ever going to get. It just sounds really cool and mysterious. It's still the same kind of thing. And even in the days when it was heavily restricted and people thought, somewhat mistakenly, that you had to wait until the last possible minute that you were alive, and if the priest showed up in the room, then that meant that you were going to die. No, God forbid. The text of that rite itself express our hope for a true physical healing of the person, if it is God's will that that be done. But why would it be God's will to heal someone? Why ever physical healing? Our Lord himself went around healing all manner of people in his own ministry. He commanded his disciples to do likewise. And in the early centuries of the church, these apostles and various saints were renowned for their healing powers, whether through the sacrament or through their own holiness. But why does God act like this? Why does God choose to heal through the power of the sacraments or through the power of his saints various individuals from physical and mental illness, and others he chooses not to? Why? The reason that God would give us any material benefit in our lives is so that we may be saved through it, that we may one day come safely to the gates of heaven. Physical healings, mental and emotional healings through the sacraments or through the operation of the saints are one of those means that God gives to amaze us, to bring us to greater faith, whether it's done to us ourselves or to those around us. And God still chooses to do this today so that faith may be sparked in us. We see in the history of the sacrament of the anointing of the sick, we can find it especially in the letter of St. James. James said, oh, come back to me. Here it is. Are there people sick among you? Let them send for the priests of the church, and let the priest pray over them, anointing them with oil in the name of the Lord. The prayer of faith will save the sick persons, and the Lord will raise them up. If they have committed any sins, their sins will be forgiven them. But even if we look before this, we find even in the Gospel of Mark, while Jesus is still among us, that the disciples would go and heal many, anointing them with oil in his name. This is part of the idea of the sacraments, that God uses physical, material signs to show us the truth of his divine power. And so we see bread and wine transformed into Christ's body and blood. So we see a washing with water bringing about the effect of the forgiveness of sins, not simply a material washing. And so in the anointing of the sick, we have the use of oil, long used in various healing practices throughout history, giving strength and encouragement. But this gives more than physical strength and encouragement. It gives us the hope of God's power to save, It helps us to share in Christ's own suffering, in his own weakness, so that we can better offer our weakness and suffering to God as a true and acceptable sacrifice. And so, today, immediately after the homily, I will invite any of you wishing to receive the sacrament of anointing of the sick to come forward in a line in front of the first step. Hopefully you've read already in the bulletin what the typical qualifications are for this. For anyone else seeking prayers for any form of illness or difficulty can come up immediately after Mass, right after I've processed down. I'll come right back to the front, take off my chasuble, and we can talk, and I'll have a blessing for you. But the anointing of the sick is intended especially for those in serious condition, or perhaps you've been anointed and it's been some time and things have not improved. It can be physical health or even mental or emotional health, just so long as it is something quite serious. But here we give it freely and rejoice in God's goodness in bringing his healing to us so that we might receive faith and follow him wherever he goes. Praise be Jesus Christ, now and forever.